Would somebody legalize this shit already?
Some Cuckoos, brought to you in part by Boot Your Ass Beer, and also in part by Joycat, the 3-year kitten. Come get yours before they run out of time. Joycat.
Did we record an opening yet to this show?
We looked to this show. Did we? I don't know.
I don't think so yet.
Let me hit the button and hit it. And go now. I don't know what that was.
What was that? Okay.
That was an opening to us doing
an
opening.
Yeah, well...
Somebody introduced us doing an opening.
But we didn't have an opening. We didn't record one yet for this show. This show could be going on any moment, and we have to make sure we're ready to talk about something on the opening of the show.
Opening is always happening.
Because it comes after the song, and, you know, sometimes before something before. But now, I don't... But we have to get the opening together before we record.
And maybe we're going to do the ending instead. I don't know. Maybe we're going to close the show first, then open it.
We'll open it first. We keep it in order.
We'll open it at first.
We'll forget where we're at.
We won't close the show first.
No, let's open it and then close it, like a milk cart.
Okay.
Okay, so the introduction will just say hello, welcome to
the
Housekeeping Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing? That's
what
we're going to do. Ready?
Well, okay, wait a minute. I have to make sure I get my coffee here and all that. Yeah.
Breathe. Okay. Pretty good. Jamie, you want me? Rimming, rhyming, roman.
How's the yacht coming along?
Wow.
Is it going good?
Yeah, oh yeah, the yacht's great.
Good, yeah. I just got my island I bought. It's great. Yeah, talking about all that. Yeah, well, let's get back into character.
Okay, yeah.
To be broke.
Exactly.
Broke guys.
Hey,
okay. Introduction's on. Okay, ready?
Ready?
Hi, welcome to
Housekeeping Radio Show. That's another exciting episode.
That's right. We're here to be ourselves to you.
He's excited. We are always who we are when we are. Every day.
And never sell out.
Moment. We are not sellouts. We are just two broke men trying to make a living.
That's right. So here's our first commercial.
Yeah, that's good. You are taking your capitalism a little bit too far. I am not liking this a little bit too much.
I do say.
They get confused and get lost. I figured it was just better to just bookmark it with a different name. And I thought it would be beneficial to this company of the House Cuckoos.
Beautiful.
And how well we've done.
It's groovy, man.
It's been a great time. Groovy. And I have no indications of being in any type of trouble regarding this administration involved with this company.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's
beautiful.
Just that way. Tom Jones knows.
I'm down, man. I'm down with that groove, man. Very keen to your factor.
Oh, I thought you were the government.
No.
Oh, in that case, then you can go right downstairs. That's where the acid parties are.
Great, man. Okay. Great. Groovy, man.
Yes.
Groovy.
Oh, hello. I don't know who you are.
Roll, roll, roll a joint. Twist it at the ends. Light it up. Take a puff and pass it to your friends.
What?
Roll, roll, roll a joint. Twist it at the ends. Light it up.
Roll,
take
roll,
a puff
a
and
joint.
Pass it
twist
to your
it
friends.
What?
Light it up. Take
roll,
a puff
roll,
and pass
roll
it to
a
joint.
Friends.
Twist it at the
what?
Ends. Light it up.
Take
roll,
a
roll,
pass
roll,
it to
the joint,
twist
it at the ends.
Light it up, take roll, a puff, roll, and pass roll, it to roll, your joint at the ends. Light it up, take a puff, and pass it to your friends.
What?
You no.
Blame it on the mouth. So, you know, I came back from my stint on the merchant ship. It was about 8 months. I was on a merchant ship. We went to every port along the coast of the Atlantic, everywhere. And then winter we were up north, and I saw Norwell. We were trapped there just outside Helsinki. We saw a part of Norwell, and it was very mystical, and then we saw it. We knew that once we saw a part of those Norwell, it was going to show us what we wanted to see. It was mystical, I tell you. It was very mystical. It was the white mammoth of Shangri-La, but it was orange and green and maybe shades of blue. The white mammoth of Shangri-La. It was frightening, but it's a story.
You'll have to tell us one time.
Buy me another beer, I'll tell you.
There you go.
Ah, it's good. I like it. So, you know, I came back from my stint on the merchant ship. It was about 8 months. I was on a merchant ship. We went to every port along the coast of the Atlantic, everywhere. And then winter we were up north. And I saw Norwell. We were trapped there.
Today in the leftist world of sports, flower tossing.
What left is this show?
It's very left. We toss flowers at people.
Man, I want to hurt the flowers, man.
We yell at anti-war sentiment and throw flowers at them. And
no, man.
Give each other hugs and pet rabbits.
Yeah, some people are rough with the rabbits, you know, and some people might have bacteria when you hug them, and then you're hurting the flowers. You know, you guys just aren't liberal enough. And then you're all, like, wrapped up with politics stuff, you know? Like, you gotta just, like, sit in a field that nobody owns and just enjoy your life, you know, man? You guys aren't just liberal enough for me.
You commie hippie?
No, you know, commie, man. I don't want to live under no socialist propaganda. You gotta really read your shit, man. Know what's going on here. Watch what they're doing over there. And those other countries aren't really doing what you think you're saying. You're calling me. Because I know what's, you know, I'm well-read. I dropped out of high school, but I'm well-read.
Conservative radical.
That's not like me at all, man. Don't mind the suit and short hair. This is all a bunch of bullshit.
How dare you oppress my beliefs? How dare you?
Yeah, but the wine you serve is pretty good. I appreciate it.
It is, isn't it? It's tasty.
It goes good with the breed, doesn't it?
Yeah, here, you gotta try some of this stuff.
Oh, no, so
here, one of these cigarettes here, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Are these from Indonesia?
You could say that, yeah, man. You can just smoke on here. I know you're not supposed to smoke on TV anymore, but, you know, it's pretty good.
This is a good cigarette.
Pretty good. I don't know what kind of
thing. You say it was from Indonesia?
Yeah, you sure you did, yeah. It was pretty wild, you know. But, you know, you guys are just...
Oh, this is Indonesian tall grass.
You're pretty left now, you know. I mean, I don't know if you want to call it left. It's just they say it's left, you know, and I'm just on your TV here. And the producer, what's she doing with her neck? She keeps, like, putting a hand across her neck, like, to stop something. Anyways, I think they're coming up to get... Here comes some cops up here, man. What are you doing? What's the big deal? Hey, wait.
That was Liberal Hour.
Hey.
Featuring your host.
Try this Indonesian shit. It's good.
Featuring your...
Indonesian tall grass.
Featuring your host.
Oh, I'm Bobby Roberts. How you doing?
Yes, Bobby Roberts.
Here.
Tune in again.
Try that.
Alright.
Try that, Don.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, there you are.
It's Indonesian tall grass.
Tune in again whenever you want. Let's get that guy back here. Don't stop. Don't let him go out with the cops. Hey, come on.
Hey, look. I think he dropped something here on the floor.
You guys aren't liberal, man, at all. Not left at all. It's a shakedown, man. Those aren't mine. I don't make that stuff in my backpack. I got my papers.
Give him a roll.
That's weird. What was this? What was that? That was not what I wanted to do, but I'll do what I gotta do, because what I gotta do is right now. Down by a long, winding road, I lost my soul again. Took the wrong turn left,
down a dirty, dirty path. Overrun with bush, twigs, things like that. But I know my soul is out there, probably drinking, getting drunk without me.
It's getting lit without me, and here I am all by myself. Don't know what to do with myself without my soul.
Soul is getting drunk, we are still here stuck.
Getting drunk, my soul.
Not having fun
without me.
Why don't you join him? Call him up on his cell phone.
Yeah, give my soul a call. See what it's doing. Tell him to come back. I'm thirsty.
Tell your soul to come back and bring me one to beer.
Painted butter smiles in her eyes. My soul did wander drunk, stumbled upon an old cabin in the woods. My soul grew lonely, it was stinking drunk.
Soul ever?
No, but he found his lover.
And whose soul was she?
Of a girl lost gone. She had peanut butter smiles in her eyes. Peanut butter smiles. My drunken soul.
Peanut butter smiles.
My drunken soul.
Didn't really lose your soul. You just killed it off with rationality and other stuff and chemicals and drugs and alcohol and
sex
and
video other games.
Wait, you sound totally fine to me.
I'm soulless. I have no soul. And I'm happy with her peanut butter smiles.
Let them enjoy their peanut butter smile. Peanut butter smile.
Peanut butter smile.
Peanut butter smile.
My soul is gone. It's gone. It's gone. My soul is gone. Yeah, I drank it to
the shrimp on the shell, the mayonnaise on my shrimp.
Hey, yeah, it can't rot again at night.
Did you put your mayonnaise in the sink this month, buddy? Did you put the mayonnaise in the sink this month?
Yeah.
You did? How
that the welcome in Cinco de Mayo.
How many jars of mayonnaise?
Five.
Five jars of mayonnaise? Yes. In honor of Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, and it was worth it.
A lot of mayonnaise in the sink.
It was a great party, yes. With taco sauce.
I had 5 gallons of mayonnaise in my Cinco de Mayo party.
Of course, they're not really free from the violence, but, you know, they're free to celebrate nationality, at least that's a good thing. But
and I have free mayonnaise to go around still.
You're handing out spoiled mayonnaise from May 5th?
No, it's in the fridge. I was going to cook it, but it didn't work out right.
Cooked mayonnaise.
Fried mayonnaise cookies.
Oh, I know that works with cream cheese, but I never heard of it.
I had 2 mayonnaise cookies.
How are they?
Don't ask.
Why is that way you're getting rid of them?
Yeah, so
don't
throw some mayonnaise cookies. I got
and jars.
In the jars of mayonnaise. You got it.
Do you have any Dijons?
No, it's just mayonnaise.
Light mayonnaise?
No, it's all heavy. It's homemade.
There it goes.
it's time for yoga with Sydney.
Come on, Sydney. Wake up. Sydney. Wake up, Sydney. Good boy. Good boy. All right, Sydney. Teach them yoga. All right, boys. Teach them yoga. Come on. Come on. Show them. Show him, crouching tiger, sniffing dog.
He's dragging his butt.
Oh, no, not the scooting boot. No, 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 no. Octon, baby. Octon, baby.
He saw a cat.
All right, well, okay. That's the end of our show.
Yoga with Sydney today.
Winston Churchill.
Just pick it apart. Can you pick it? It's like, stop that! When old people would do that to you, that's how they pinch. They want to grab that little bit of skin.
Yeah.
What do you do that for? I want you to know it.
I can't believe.
I want you to know this.
Sags out.
I have a lot of this. I don't like this. Ow! Ow! Why? Ow! It's a lot of everything. Salada. Salada for Cheeto.
A Puna tomato. It means I'm hungry. With a harpoon, a tomato. What are you connecting the dots over there?
Yes.
You doing Sudoku? You doing Sudoku? You doing Sudoku? You doing Sudoku? You doing Sudoku?
Oh dear Lord, shoes.
To the video game.
Hashtag my balls.
Fuck you, no. Fuck you, no. Fuck you, no. Fuck you, no. Fuck you, no.
Motorcycles.
Remember when I started riding motorcycles, I probably broke my motion about that 12-year-old. And Doug and Pappy, I'm going to go up and get on that bike and we're going to go ride. And I fell off my ass about five times again. And then I went up and got on my motorcycle. I took all night down there. Got my cigarette in 13 hours. I ain't down. I jumped it. And I said, death, have this, I'm going to ride bikes the rest of my life. And I did about 50 years. Yup. I rode my cycle. And no, you did play. You can still hear him going by this with my grandson. He went over there. Yeah. Now I make this here whiskey. And I was going to share it with everybody here.
Yeah? Yeah? Y'all phone sipping the wheel? What was that?
No,
whoa!
Son of a bitch.
There's a D-pad where the cat's ass should be. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start.
Yeah, no more if they scratch you. You'll just turn into a witch for a while.
That's all.
It's just a little bit for the community, you know? It's annoying. Just for the community, you know?
Hey, Vito, how you doing? It's been a while, Vito. How you doing?
You've
been a while, Vito. I haven't seen you for a long time.
So, you know, I said to him, I went home. I got a little bit of pizza. I'm eating that right now, you know. I had that for dinner last night. But I have it for lunch here in a minute. I'm going to put it in the, I'm gonna put it in the microwave. You know, I don't. Maybe not the microwave. Maybe I'll put it in the toaster. Actually, I'll put the pizza in the toaster. Then I'll put it in the microwave. I'm gonna put Parmesan on the toaster in the microwave, and I'm gonna hit start on the microwave with toaster on it. It's gonna make the best pizza.
This is where you eat a pizza so good.
It's tasty. I just you know you put it in the microwave. Second, after you put it in the toaster, then you put the pizza in the toaster, then you take the toaster. You turn on the toaster, then you put it in the microwave. Put it in the microwave, and then hit start in the microwave. You put it out in the microwave.
It's so good.
It's tasty. Hey, what the? Hey, who's eating my fucking pizza, huh?
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! Ow, you put the cheese right in my face! Oh! Oh, sorry!
Oh! That's more like it. You gotta think twice before you do something that's not... I'm doing this for the community. It's just a good thing to do, huh? Because you're a bad person. You're a bad person. You just stole somebody's piece of pizza. I'm gonna just...
Ow, back of the head.
Just don't ever do that again, huh? Just stay outside, all right? Just stay outside. What invited you in my house anyway, son? Why'd you follow me into the house? Who are you? What, a straight fucking dog, huh? Are you a straight dog?
I'm your cousin.
I don't care who you are. I just don't take a mess pizza.
Well, telling your mother...
I'll tell him myself. Hey, you know what I did, Mom? Yeah, you know what I did? Bobby fucking smacked him. I stuck hot pizza in his face. Hot, cheesy pizza. Right on his fucking face, Mom. Just like you did to me when I was a fucking kid, huh? Remember that time? I came home with fucking F's on my report card. You stuck that fucking fresh pizza out the goddamn oven. You said, here's a fucking A for you. So that's what I did to him, Mom. That's what I did to him. I took the fucking pizza and put it on his face. I taught him a lesson. Gave him a fucking A, huh? Right upside the fucking take a fucking hot, cheesy mess on your face, you cocksucker. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I'll be there. I know, Mom. It's Sunday. I'll pick you up for church. I'll see you at church, Mom. Bright and early. And afterwards, we'll go to we'll go to local diner, Mom, and I'll buy you breakfast. All right? I'll keep the fucking mook at home. I ain't bringing his ass, fucking prick.
In 2015.
What's your beef with things right now?
My beef?
What issues do you have with people right now? Currently.
Dudes who wear skinny jeans and sag them. That makes no sense.
The fashion trend currently, as of this recording.
Well, back here in 2015, y'all listening in the future.
We're putting forth a statement of
stuff. It boggles my mind. It makes no sense. Wear skinny jeans and then you sag them like you took a poop in them.
Right.
Just to show me your boxer shorts.
Right.
Hipsters so around here do it.
It's a cut of both sides, you know, of...
Makes no sense.
The city, urban and suburban.
It makes my head spin.
Why, we used to have pants hung off our ass.
They were baggy pants and it looked like we were wearing clown pants. That's what it looked like.
Like what
we
pants?
We were wearing clown pants.
Oh, clown pants.
These big baggy pants. Granted, we didn't have them hanging, so you saw
hanging
butts.
Well,
saw
some did.
But they were hung still to our...
They were,
well, that was the post-polar North respect.
Right, where the box shirts were showing you white pants. But it's plainly.
Our baggy pants, they were just baggy. They were oversized.
Right.
Hip-hop.
Well, in the rock sense, too, it became, you know, tighter blue jeans with black leather clothes or black tops, you know. There was a certain...
eyeliner.
Yeah, and all the girls were... A lot of the guys wore the black eye. Everything was black, hair dark, but not too gothic.
No, it wasn't gothic. It was more a little glammy.
Glitz in the blues and the blacks.
That's what they used to call when we were youngins and we'd watch all that stuff. Because the culture was all over because everyone had cable by then could afford a little bit. And now we're up here singing here in the future talking about the past and the future. But the past future is different than the future that's happening now. So let's put the future in the gear. I'm looking for the future here. Can anybody tell me what the future is? Because they can't. Because they already, what I asked is already in the past, so there ain't no future now, so...
Christopher Lloyd rocks. So Marty would rub the docks, you know what. And he'd go back in time because he felt young again.
So it's not you, it's your children, Marty. Something will have to be done about your kids.
Doc, I can't kill my own kids. They're me.
Marty, that's over with. You need to get back to the future. Strangle your kids.
But they're me. I mean, I'm playing them. I can't physically do it for the part.
Don't get out of character there, Marty. Touch me there.
I mean, I'm...
Marty, touch my flux capacitor at 88 times.
Oh. 1.21 gigawatts.
Hey, buddy, you need help with anything?
A stupid vending machine won't let go of the candy.
Well?
You want to help?
Well, I don't want you to shake it. What if it tips over and falls on you?
Well, that's what I need the help for.
Well, what if it falls on us and we die? It's a tip hazard.
All right, then get to the next guy. Ah, stupid machine.
Something wrong here, pal?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this machine so I can get the candy out.
Oh, I see it dangling there.
Thanks, yeah, I'm trying to shake it one more time.
Just put another dollar in there, spit out two, and I'll pay you for this one.
No, I didn't pay for any of it. I was just shaking to see what would come out.
Oh, go before I call the police now, huh? Come on.
All right, hey.
Come on, move along. Come on, you bastard.
All right, then get the next guy.
Oh, hey, buddy, what are you doing over there, huh?
This candy machine ain't letting go of the candy for me here. I'm just trying to shake it out that way.
Hey, it's my territory, huh?
Huh?
It's my vending machines. I scope them out.
Oh, but, I didn't see you around here before.
I haven't seen you in this place before. I'm always around here. This is my hotel I stay at. I keep an eye on the vending machines. I shake them down.
I got one candy bar. I'm grabbing it.
Hey, get back here. Give me that.
Let go of my coat. I got it.
That's my food. Candy stealer. Candy stealer's always running off into the sunset with a candy that ain't theirs. Candy. Candy stealers. Candy, candy, candy. Candy stealers.
Tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. on WTHC TV 69 in Cleveland. Coming up next, Jonas and the Whale Next Door.
Man, if you don't shut up, I'm going to eat you.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You keep saying hello. Everybody says hello. I always start off the skit with hello. Let's say hello again.
Hello.
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 I'm the hello man. Sometimes I've been to pillow land. Other times I rest my hand upon my face as I feel disgrace for not being sure of what kind of pillow man I should be. This is my pillowcase I share with thee, a case that I cannot solve. For it is a mystery to me, this pillowcase, such thievery. I do not have a pillowcase, you see. Although it is my case that is of the pillow. So it is a case of the missing case of the pillowcase. I do not know which case I should disgrace from. But from now I know all I want to be is rested well. But my ear cannot rest comfortably, for this is not the pillow of disgrace that I need. My hands flail until I sleep upon the cold pillow, which makes my head so sweet sweat. Oh, I do not want my ears so sweaty. Here I am. My name is not the way I should be when I'm a man from the pillow man. 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 Pillow man.
Pillow man.
Pillow
man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow
man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. Pillow man. I am the magic man.
I'd say down here in your basement, you got a haunting. I think this looks like Corey Haim's area. Yeah, it looks like about Corey Haim. You can tell there's a Slurpee cup over here.
In the 80s posters.
There is. There's a Rob Lowe poster without a shirt over here. There's a Slurpee cup. You see the residue shaped like his hair curvature.
Yeah.
That's him over here. I'm still looking for the Sammy Davis, but I'm going to check over by the rectory. I'm going to go check the rectory and see if Sammy Davis is over there, and I'll get back with John. Alright? Yeah, alright, yeah.
Are you there? Are you there, son?
You want your cookies? They're in the refrigerator.
Have you been to the House Cuckoo's website lately? Not much has been happening.
No, not at all. I have been there, but not much is really happening. It's kind of at a dance pace.
Never know what to do with the website, really. It's like when people go there, it's like bling, 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 some of these things. You know, and they always look the same or whatever. You know, people visit it. We put everything out there, too, and
buy my product.
I guess that's the way professional websites are.
Buy my product.
Then you have to bounce around social media to get it going, you
listen
know.
To our show. Yes. Yeah, we have to kind of whore ourselves out.
Yes, of course. But a lot of it's fun for most part.
It becomes tedious after a while.
When you're trying to appease, you know. People.
Connect to people. It's just like, I don't want to have to use this thing in front of me.
Right. It'd be nice to be able to
reach
walk
out
around
and touch
meet
your
people,
soul.
But at the same time, it's cool because we meet people from so far away. That
we do. We connect around the world, half a global way.
Is it actually an irony then, or is it a contradiction of terms, you know, of facts that it's beneficial and inhuman?
Beneficial and disconnected?
Correct.
Yes.
I presuppose my presuppositions.
presumptuous.
I knew a nun that had that argument. None. She was working on.
She was working on what?
Dealing with that as a
12 meditations
topic.
Of
well,
the
she
habit.
Was a professor at college.
A professor nun.
Yes, they are. They do exist. There are levels of nunneries, as they are with priesteries.
Nun funnery.
At least within the Catholics, I can speak for.
That would be the sisterhood.
Yes.
Or the priesthood, and you get the priesthood, or is it the nunhood? The nunhood's the habit.
Sister wives.
I can still taste it, a little bit of that there.
Give me your shirt foot.
No more, Hazokukus. Do not play on my radio. Do not play on my computer. Be gone, Kukus. Thank you.
You're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show. Listen to the radio.
The customer service is just gone, man.
Yeah,
right
there
now,
is
at
no
least.
More customer service.
They want you quick, quantity, and you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, it is.
And I hate having to do it if I have to do that kind of work or put things on.
Yeah, I didn't like working customer
Nobody
service.
Nobody helps you. Right, and then on top of it, as a customer service helper, you don't have anything you can help them with. Because
no.
You're not giving them supplies and utilities because they're cheap or they're cutting back. As long as the big wig gets all stuff. Wow, House of Cuckoos almost got cut off.
Yeah, just get past this asshole.
Hopefully.
Fuck you up, old man.
Drunk drivers, I believe. He's trying to be cool, though, acting like he didn't.
Oh, I didn't see, I just won't react.
Anyways, exactly. He must be in customer service too.
We're the type of people who would, I don't want to say run you off the road, we would force you off the road so you stop, pull you out of the car, and beat you with balloons filled with whipped cream and confetti.
Yeah, it's a bitch to get out of your clothes. Don't mess with us.
Yes.
But, or we'll have a talk to you the way religious nuts do, you know?
Yes.
Have you found the House of Cuckoos in your life? Have you found the humor and seriousness that comes to light? Have you seen the truth?
Have you seen the cuckoo?
Who eats the baby Ruth.
Ah, the cuckoo eats the baby Ruth.
Yes.
Yes, that is the pinnacle of cuckoo-ness. Drain a pool to eat the baby Ruth.
That's right.
You know what we're talking about.
It's a metaphor.
Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
So you see, we have a serious side, and then we have a humor side.
Yes.
Because these people help influence us.
Yeah.
But just to give you an idea, Bill Murray and Friedrich Nietzsche, those are saints.
I like to see Bill Murray play Friedrich Nietzsche.
That would be interesting.
You got all new couches, and they're totally made from leftover CD cases.
All leftover CD cases.
What'd you do with our old couches for the house?
I burnt them. I had a bonfire. Those Norse pagans that live behind us?
Yeah.
They were having a big bonfire, so I threw in. Yeah, it was kind of a unique ceremony to Odin in the meantime, but I said, screw it. We don't need these couches. I made new ones, so I donated it to their bonfire. It was for a good cause. It was in the name of Odin, so we pay the respect.
Well, it's, I guess pollution could be a question, but you made these?
I made these first, then I got rid of the other couches.
It's just, I mean, you were in the kitchen. I just ran up to the store to get soda 20 minutes ago, and I come back.
It's not that hard. It's just a little super glue and some plastic.
It's still wet?
No, it's quick drying.
Well, is it safe to sit on?
Yeah, it is. In an hour or two.
Well, I wish you would have let me know, and I would have kept a few cushions or something, we could put on it.
Oh, no, well, I ordered those ones. I ordered,
What are they going to be made of?
Bubble wrap.
Oh.
So we're going all eco-friendly here. It's all plastic and bicarbonate.
Well, we're reusing it, I guess.
Yeah, we're reusing it.
So it's going to be crunchy, cold, loud patio furniture kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a new fad, so I'm, getting down with the fad. It's the hip thing to do.
Well, I'm still going to try to sit on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the plastic's still settling a little bit. You sure can hold our weight?
Yeah. Just
we have company?
Well, I'm going to put cardboard boxes under them to help support the weight.
I hope it's corrugated.
No, we can't afford corrugated.
Oh.
So it's just thin cardboard pressed.
These are just like some empty cookie boxes under here.
Well, that's the best I could do for now.
Okay.
You need to eat more cookies.
It sounds like it's cracking.
No, it's just settling. It's adjusting to your weight. It's special plastic. It's memory plastic.
What's it remember?
It remembers your form. Your derriere. The form of your derriere.
So when I sit on it, it'll still feel just as hard?
It'll feel just as hard as if you just sat on it. These are plastic CD cases that the janitor gave me out of the closet. So I don't know if they're from this dimension.
Well, I think I can get up, but, maybe crystal would make sense, but I don't understand how this plastic...
Memory plastic.
Well, I'm trying to get up. I can't quite get up. It feels a bit like it's pulling me back a bit. Am I being encased or something here? Is this a joke?
No, it's the couch. It's all right. Probably the super glue's probably drying to your pants now.
Well, it seems to be connecting to me here.
Oh, it's bonding with you. Oh, you're becoming one with the couch.
Whoa, what's happening to my feet and everything?
We may need to cut you out of your pants. Hold on.
I am the plastic god.
Help, I'm inside, Dr. Dying right here.
He's been consumed by Lord Plastic.
I am back to take over everything. Ego, let me enjoy this.
Drink up, partner.
Eco-friendly man.
You've been recycling me too long. Nature wanted me here.
I am eco-friendly man, and I will recycle you to non-existence.
Dr. Antonio, what are you doing? You're not eco-friendly, man.
I am.
You just burned a cop.
I am eco-friendly.
Now you are my nemesis.
My alter ego is the antithesis of who I am. No one would suspect an anti-eco man. Free eco man.
He's making me punch you.
There it is.
Look out, Antonio. He's going to kick you.
I will plasticize this whole world. Just in time.
I got a lighter. Hold on.
I'm
melting, but I'm causing you cancer slowly.
I'm starting to breathe in fumes. You can't. We gotta make another way. He's starting to cover the house. He's transforming into a monster.
I know what I'll use. Bocarola Cola. It rots away anything. Even our stomachs.
Bocarola Cola! By Asswax. Yes, corrosive Bocarola Cola is friendly to consume, but applied on anything else that isn't human, destroys it instantaneously. Housed in a special bottle made of flesh, Bocarola Cola is sugar-free, gluten-free, and delicious to boot. But when evil plastic monsters are attacking your house, use Bocarola Cola. Also good for car battery repair.
Bocarola Cola. My Asswax.
And now back to our show.
You got the Bocarola Cola I got right now. I'm bored on you.
Oh, but it's falling off me.
Well, at least it doesn't burn our skin. But it burns off your clothes, so
yeah,
I brought you an extra pair. Here.
It burns down there with the plastic coming off. Why did you make this thing if this thing was going to attack us?
I didn't know the super glue was from an opposite dimension that is the antithesis of the dimension that the memory plastic was from.
Well, let's sweep this up, this junk here, and get this out to the recycle.
Here, I'll just grab the vacuum cleaner from the janitor's closet.
Do that, but no, here, let's get out the recycle bin. Get in a big bin here. Okay.
Are we sure we want to put the remains of the
Just get out there. Let's get out there. Just get it rid of it. Okay.
But
we're done with
somebody
it.
Somebody resurrects it.
Out here, bring it outside. Yeah, okay. Put it out in the front. Okay, let's go. Here comes a recycled collection here. Come on, get in.
But what if it commingles with the others
and it comes back to life? We destroyed it with the soda, so come on in.
But that was the last of the recipe. Ah, yeah, maybe you're right. It's probably gone. Nothing to worry about.
All right, we got it all here. Put this one in the truck there, Joe.
All right, got it. Hold on.
All right, close it.
I'm going to be dead. Never expect me to recycle this.
Will the cuckoos know what happened to them? Will the plastic man return to destroy the earth? Will anything ever come of this skit? We'll find out. Who knows when? Tune in next time we decide to make a sequel to this.
And the Plastic Man versus the House of Cuckoos.
There is a Plastic Man. He's a Justice League character.
When the Plastic Creature versus the House of Cuckoos. Plastic Creature by Asswax.
Asswax.
Oh, yeah. Dude, just hit both versus pass versus pass. Both versus pass. Give me this one. 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 Give me this one.
I don't know what the point in this whole thing is. We're just gonna go on and on and on and on. But anyway, sometimes you just gotta scratch your balls in public. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do.
Yeah. Okay. So, who wants to buy me a drink? No. Okay.
Just sit back down now.
We can. Well, okay. Thank you very much for the thank you.
City Council, here's your request, and it will be considered. Anybody else have any requests, considerations, or presentations for the City Council?
One more before we go. Go ahead there, Steve. You have something to say.
Yeah, I'm wanting to talk about the people that were letting their cats poop in my bushes. I told them once before, and I think there should be an ordinance. This is important.
Your proposal of regress for grievances filed against neighbors has been in consideration. Determination of the proceedings will be remanded as soon as we are able to end this preliminary meeting and move on.
I have something. I want that giant pothole fixed outside the stop sign out there. I want the giant pothole fixed now.
Sir, that would cost a budget way high. It would probably be cheaper to do the guy's cat shit thing. All right, then.
All right, and we will now dismiss this hearing and proceed on to the next course of action as appellate appeals and...
All right, in favor of the cat shit thing and everybody else, sorry, we have dismissed. Talk to it about next meeting. Meeting adjourned for the next meeting. Stay if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And who parked in my spot anyways? It says councilman. I am the councilman. Just because I had to be stuck at work for an extra.
It's your councilman. Come down to the end. It's your councilman.
Scientists had to figure out how to unboil eggs. Okay.
To do what, Willamette? Bending time, boiling eggs in reverse. They're doing it. Fucking up the space-time continuum.
Scientists had to figure out how to unboil eggs.
What is that egg drop there? I won't do it. I won't do it. Good. So I signed a petition today to have Shell banned from drilling offshore in the Arctic. There was one petition I signed where the ban came through.
No kidding.
Yes. Which Robert Redford is part of, and
Bob Redford is a part of it.
We did, well, not we, I mean, I can't say, not unfortunately, but one of the bans that passed was one of the few remaining habitats for polar bears in North America.
Ah. Polar bears and...
That, if I'm correct, yeah.
Yes. North America, not South America.
No, yeah.
Right, South American polar bears are...
No, so...
A bit weird.
That's what this petition is for, to
There were two natural habitats for polar bears in North America. And Shell wants to drill for oil.
Right. Just stupid critters. Push them out of the way. It's our stuff. We it's don't care. This thing can heal itself. As they kill it off.
Yeah, it'll heal itself.
The by world, killing us off.
Exactly. The world will heal that's itself by ridding...
Hurrying us itself to extinction. But, you know, I mean, why not just compromise? Why not move on to new fuel?
Exactly.
The wind thing. And in Britain, they've really turned to diesel as it stands right now.
Well, at the diesel still is oil. Still
right.
Fossil fuel. Have you ever seen a diesel engine?
Double-decker bus diesel engine up there in England, eh?
I mean, any exhaust coming from an automobile. Diesel still is oil. Still is diesel.
Gives it away now. Gives it away now. Not as funny, though, as the one guy that dresses up in ladies' clothes.
He's
homeless. Homeless guy downtown. And he comes around our buildings.
You take pictures of him?
No. I'll respect the homeless.
Enough. Hey, you!
Unless, I mean, I was doing something artistic. But this generally, you know, when
fresh
you're hanging out with people, cuckoos of different flocks, you know, as you wander around downtown.
A flock of cuckoos.
Us, you know, us Cleveland artists just wander around Cleveland and take
cuckoos.
Pictures and draw and paint all day.
Paintball day?
You want to shoot the homeless with paintballs on paintball day? Is that what you just said? Let's go on a paintball day. That's what my head grasped it in.
Well, I would notice this homeless guy.
They dressed like a woman.
Bum. Yes, he was dressed way out like a woman.
And was homeless.
Because I was wandering the streets.
You were wandering the streets.
With other cuckoos. Because as Cleveland artists, that's what we do, right? We
wander.
You and me,
streets.
We wander and take pictures and paint and write poetry. And
I just wander around an apartment building.
Well, when you do come out with us on the Cleveland streets, you see such things. But this one is particular because this guy dressed up, and he'll be in different parts of clothes. And he's an African-American gentleman, black guy.
Is he a white guy?
No, this isn't Lenny Cranbag looking. This is a crazy guy. Kind of looks a little bit like Rick James with the braids because he has this kind of crazy hair, but it's more ratty braids. And he's just a little nutty guy, and he dresses like these women. And he wears, like, it's weird because they wear, like, leotard pants. Leg things or nylon sometimes, and then like a thong, woman's thong, but like you know, like Chippendales,
Chippendales,
and then he'll wear a shirt tied up, especially in the summertime. But here's the kicker: if he sees enough people are looking at him, he'll start shaking it, and then he starts doing like Michael Jackson moves right there in high heels. And he has a bag, and he's homeless and everything too. And he'll do all this stuff, and then he'll just stop and just kind of look around, and then he just picks up his stuff and he leaves. I have eyewitnesses to this. Everybody else is.
I'm just sitting here thinking.
Hello out there, it's 3 a.m. already.
Did him, did him, did him, did him, did him, did it.
She's slow as molasses.
So, can someone move at room temperature molasses?
Yes.
Can that be used as a term?
Yeah, room temperature.
She moved like room temperature molasses to go
with
up.
Speed was quicker than that, which is November, but it was like room temperature molasses.
It just isn't as poetic.
No.
Room temperature poetics. Room temperature poetic.
Ah, ah. Yeah, boy.
it. Where am I? At your service. Molasses. Molasses. Molasses, you little son of a bitch. Merle Molasses. Name's Merle Pinkerton, but I go by Merle Molasses because I'm the king of molasses. Molasses. My molasses nozzle's all at my molasses. My molasses. Just drop it. I'm a molasses farmer. Molasses. Molasses.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to our show.
Yeehaw! I'm going to sing you a song about the lovely, lovely Jesus as he touches you with his feet, because that's where his soul is at. It makes more sense that Jesus has more soul in his feet.
And soul in his heart. Well, so our gospel singers have said this before. Here on the Christian networks that we're trying to do.
We're
here.
Trying to sell you Jesus
and the love of the Lord. Let's just talk about what you're seeing in the culture that needs to be discussed. And when you discuss what you have on topic, see, then they donate. Don't tell nobody. And then they donate, see. Whatever they hate, you milk it, and then they pay you the station.
And that's how you do it, correct?
This is commercial religion, buddy. Let's play it right.
You got to pray the gay away. That's what you're saying? Something like that? And they'll just throw money at us?
Well, you tell them that. And then
but I don't have any problem with gay people.
Did you want this money and this job?
So you mean I actually have to say I don't like gay people or liberals?
You just don't. You read the script.
You don't
script.
Say
We're not
it straight.
Hating like that. You just be
use
against
it against them.
Marriage, that is not the way they want to see it.
So you mean I have to demonize these things?
The point's all an act.
We love them as people, but what they do is heinous. In the eyes of the Lord.
That's it, part. What are you talking about? We're live.
We have to sell them
what
Jesus.
Do you mean the microphones are on the whole time?
We forgot to turn off the little switch buttons.
Let's get
here.
Off. Get, cut, cut.
This was live. He was telling me about a friend of his who told him these things. He was just relating. He was continuing the story, right? That's all he was doing. Of course you wouldn't do this. This was a dark and wicked friend of yours. Dark and wicked friend of yours. We have to pray for his soul here. The only way to pray for his soul is to collect your love and your hearts. Tell us about your wicked friend. What else would he do to commercialize religion?
Very unique audio experience they give us.
Audio experience they give us.
Very, very unique. It is. I enjoy this audio experience. I enjoy everything about this audio experience.
Do you enjoy everything about this audio experience?
Is it stereophonic, high fidelity? Is it mono? Is it digital? This is a good audio experience. It's a very good audio experience.
Are you enjoying this as much as I am enjoying this?
I'm really enjoying this audio experience. Very, very much. Ta-ta-ta-ta.
That's cool, dude. That'll sound cool in the air.
Cleveland castles in the sky. Cleveland castles in the sky. Make you fly high in an industrial time. Those Cleveland castles in the sky.
Hey, it's the lost dreams of Cleveland. They're in the sky now.
Lost dreams of Cleveland.
The forgotten moments left behind.
In the sky, where we fly.
Forgotten moments of yesteryear.
You will know.
Cleveland's castles. They're gone. The dreams are gone. Just take yourself.
But the dream.
Dance.
Is alive again.
This. Burning.
Our friends are
I got
helping us.
I got a dream.
Try to do something.
I have a dream.
Broken candy shells.
That was crab
reveal.
I got clean with crabs.
Fishiness. Fishy city, fishy times, fishy government, fishy rhymes. That chord doesn't fit, but it's a thing I did. Uh-oh.
What time is it?
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show time.
The House of Cuckoos radio show.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Fuck the ST, moist. Yeah, today when I was leaving the apartment, knocking my door, this guy came back in from walking his dog.
Zoner geek.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? We're just chit-chatting.
Tell him what you were doing?
No, I said, so...
You were standing there with pizzas?
Well, I had the big bag. He wasn't really paying attention. Yeah. It looked like maybe it was taking the garbage out. The halls were dark. Yeah, there was...
Yeah. No, it's just funny.
So I said, how are you doing on this fine, rainy day? He's like, well, good, it's moist. He did that, how I always do it, moist. And I'm like, such a perfect word with a perfect inflect.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
You're both weirdo. Stoner geeks.
Yeah. Moist. I don't know if he is, man. I've mentioned, I know you get times when I forget to light something. I know you can fucking smell it.
Yeah, maybe he's just that type of person but doesn't do it.
Hey, Mr. Rastaman, Rasta me banana.
I get drunk and listen to Rasta music. Jamaican style.
Huh? Pun? You want to hear a pun?
Yeah, come on, you help play me a pun. I walk in here and I want to hear a pun.
Pun.
What do you mean when you say you tell pun?
Pun.
How do I tell pun?
Pun.
What is pun?
Pun? You give pun.
You don't know?
I am pun.
Well, there's an American here that knows.
Yeah, a pun. Yeah, what you do is you make a pun.
Yeah, what's a make pun?
It's like a play on words.
Okay, like I like nachos.
But that's nacho cheese. That's my cheese. See, there's a pun.
Oh, wait, because association, the nacho cheese is not your cheese.
Close.
Nacho cheese. Ah, nacho cheese. Nacho cheese.
That's my cheese.
Nacho.
Get it?
No.
Well, put that in your Michael Stanley.
I need a Michael Stanley band for my birthday.
Are you going to grow a Michael Stanley beard, Dr.
Antonio? Well, I was thinking about it. Little Michael Stanley beard.
Be sure to get the little...
Or John Rinaldi mustache, one of the two.
A little John mustache? A
little John mustache.
You're going to have the top hair with it, you know, bald.
Wow! I just yawned in reverse.
I know, and then you shat out a chair.
This is the best chair I ever shat out.
I mean, you burned a hole through it. You shat it out.
First bone, now a chair.
Well, put that in your Michael Stanley.
That's a pink eraser.
Why are you using it? You're drawing pink lightly?
Eraser. I have it to erase my misproper spellings, or maybe I don't like the sentence. That's what
I'm saying. Nice, you're using it creatively.
I've been using it for other things too. You may want to go wash your hands.
You've been sticking a pencil eraser, you're not supposed to be sticking it.
I use it in my
shoe. You've been keeping it where it shouldn't be.
I use it in my...
The pencil's supposed to be there for your writing, Mr. Yates.
Under my arm, too. I use it as an armpit holder. It puts it under the armpit and holds it.
Mr. Yates, I need you to write this with all this poetry.
It's going to go under the armpit. I'm going to write with my armpit. Put a pencil here. Put a pencil here.
You're not W. Yeats.
No. I am I-O-W
Yeats. I-O-I-O-W Yeats.
Yes. Probably thought it said 10-10. It's I-O-I-O-W Yeats. It's a mouthful to say, isn't it?
I'll say something poetic.
Long I have yearned for the shores of tomorrow, but the ship set sail, so time I must borrow.
Can't say that, are you?
What did you just say? I didn't speak English.
Get him out!
Well, that was a great episode of the House Cuckoos Radio Show. We were just pulling your leg before. We knew we had an introduction, but we just didn't want to.
No, this is a closing.
This is the what ifs, and
the what ifs, and they never happened.
And this exit never happened either.
This is not the blooper reel, because this has just been supplanted.
Because just start over, because maybe
the NSA put this right here for you to.
No, actually, it was us. We put it here.
Oh, we put it here.
Yes, we did the ending
first. So we're not starting the
before the intro. So now you can listen to it. Loop this, and it loops back.
It's
beginning.
All false. This is a false ending. This is a false ending.
And from that, we're going to end it.
Yes, we are.
The House Cuckoos Radio Show. Thanks for tripping out with us.
We'll see you next time.
Make sure you keep the door locked.
Lock it twice.
In case it's us and let us in. Right, but we'll come over. We'll eat pizza and we won't put it on your face.
We won't. But we'll bring the microwave.
Why?
House of Cuckoo.
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com.
Shakedown, man. Those are mine.